Mayor Taylor?
Here. Just throwing hand or hand, sit down.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Alderman Mayor?
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Here.
Alderman Taylor?
Here.
Alderman Schmidt?
Present.
Please rise.
Here.
Chair, do you pledge allegiance to our flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item on the agenda is the citizens' comments period. And we have a young fellow here that went over to the Eagle Scouts presentation the other day. I wonder if he'd join me up here. And how about your parents? Introduce your parents for us. This is Austin Hamlin, and your parents, Mike and Julie. Okay, and I have something to present to you. I gave this to you the other day, but I want to do it on behalf of the entire city. We have a little over 35,500 people living in Franklin. We're still one of the fastest growing communities in Wisconsin. And we're extremely proud of you, and we also wanted to thank you tonight. And it says, whereas the conferring of an Eagle Scout is the highest and most coveted rank that can be bestowed upon a Boy Scout, where less than 4% of all Scouts in the United States achieve this goal, and whereas such an award is an earned award and that the recipient must perform and successfully complete and pass the nationally prescribed set of rigid requirements exacted to achieve an Eagle Scout award, and whereas Austin Hamlin has been a member of Boy Scout Troop 530 of Hales Corners, Wisconsin, for the past 6.5 years, whereby he has recently achieved the rank of Eagle Scout by earning 32 merit badges, serving his troop in the leadership positions of assistant patrol leader, troop guide, quartermaster, assistant senior patrol leader, and senior patrol leader, and is a member of the Order of the Arrow. And whereas, in addition, Austin has attended the National Youth Leadership Training at Indian Mound, Oconomowoc, and the National Advanced Youth Leadership Experience at Philmont Scout Ranch, New Mexico. And whereas Austin's Eagle Scout service project involved the designing and construction of 2 elevated gardens surrounding the patio at the Franklin Public Library, as well as a landscape strip around the fence surrounding the patio. And whereas Austin's family, friends, scouting leaders, and other members of Boy Scout Troop 530, as well as the community, are very proud of this achievement, his achievement. Now, therefore, I, Thomas M. Taylor, Mayor of the City of Franklin, do hereby congratulate Austin Hamlin on his outstanding achievement of becoming an Eagle Scout, and I want to personally thank you for your good work at our library. Congratulations. Life's good?
Life's good.
Okay, congratulations.
Can I take a picture?
Sure. All right, thank you very much. Thanks for coming. All right, still under the citizens' comment period, are there any other citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? There are any other... Sure.
I've been out of order before, right?
Oh, I thought you were going to just grab the microphone. Okay. We all know you.
Yeah, Joe Hanrahan, 9913 South 76. How are you tonight? I'm here tonight representing the Franklin Lions Club. You're going to have to bear with me for about 3 minutes because I got some good news for you. Franklin Lions Club was established
Ron.
In 1957.
Ron.
Franklin Lions Club was established in 1957. We are one of over 45,000 clubs that span 206 countries. We currently have 35 members in our club, and our motto is, and always has been, is to serve. The club has, over the past 56 years, by donating countless volunteer hours and over $1 million to worthwhile projects in Franklin and the surrounding communities. We sponsor the annual Easter egg hunt that is attended by over 600 kids. We provide hearing and sight apparatuses to those that need them. We have contributed many dollars over the years to the Franklin Fire and Police Department, Franklin Library, Historical Society, Honor Flights, Folds of Honor. Eagle Scouts, scholarships, concerts in the park, Franklin High School, as well as Oak Creek and Whitnall. The list is just too numerous to continue, so I won't mention them all. But we just recently gave $1,000 each to the St. James and the Victory of the Lamb food pantries. One of our biggest projects donations over the years was in 1969, and I believe Alderman Skoronsky was part of this. He probably still has his slivers. The club built the pavilion at Lions Legend Park. The pavilion has been used for many picnics, celebrations, committees, you name it. It's been used by the Franklin community a lot. We consider it, the Franklin Lions Club, consider it the centerpiece of that park. With that said, the club recently was given a presentation by Jerry Schaefer from the city's DPW, Department of Public Works. Jerry showed our club the specs for the upcoming updating and maintenance of the pavilion. Over the years, the club has had a great working relationship with Jerry, the DPW, as well as the staff and all the city employees and city government. So I'm here tonight on behalf of our club, the Franklin Lions Club, to present to Jerry and his staff, as well as you, a check for $2,500 to be used to offset some of the costs to update the pavilion. If all goes well, no promises, but if all goes well, the club will be back in early spring to give you another $2,500 to make it an even $5,000 to help maintain and upgrade that pavilion. So tonight, $2,500. And I know Christmas is coming up, so this goes to the DPW, not the Christmas party. Okay.
You know, I just gave an award, but Joe, we can't thank the Lions Club enough, and we can't thank you for all the dedication that you've had to the city. There's just no way to thank you. But we'll try. So, okay. One more time. How about a nice round of applause?
Thank you. Good news, sir. Okay.
Thanks, Joe.
Sandy, you want this? Or I'll give it.
I think Jerry's trustworthy.
Yeah, we'll give it. All right. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay.
Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Is there anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Seeing no one, I'm going to close the citizens' comment period, and you have before you the minutes of the regular meeting of November 19th, 2013.
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item F1 has been taken care of. Reports, recommendations, rescheduling a public hearing on impact fee ordinance amendment, donations A and B. Is there any request for separate action? If not, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Losing my voice. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 3, resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for a warehousing distribution facility used upon property located at 6001 South 27th Street, Gray Wolf Partners, Inc., applicant. Alderman Wilhelm.
Hi, Mayor. I thank the council for reviewing this while I was gone on a much-needed vacation. I just have a... 3 minor amendments to the resolution, and then I think we could move forward with passing it. One of them is the hours. I talked to 11 people today in the subdivision that would be abutting this, and they were under the impression that the hours would be Monday through Friday and not on weekends. So if you'll note on within the packet, the applicants does say some Saturdays. Let's see, that would be on page 24, item A. It says, and possibly some Saturdays, so there shouldn't be any objections to limiting the hours on item number 7 to read 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, with Monday through Friday added, and 9 to 6 on weekends. That will allow the residents little sleeping time on their 1 or 2 days off. And then on number 9, the truck shall be shut off and shall not idle, just adding with signage posted as appropriate. Signage is already posted over at Sam's Club within that same PDD, so just clarification. And the last one is just boilerplate, the introduced by language on page 20, which is in most resolutions. With that, I'll make the motion to approve Resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of special use for warehousing and distribution facility used upon property at 6801 South 27th Street, Raywell Partners, Inc., applicant.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. Under discussion, we do have the applicant here, and up here. And I'll let you introduce yourself and state your address.
I'm Susan Ipsaritas, and I am representing Gray Wolf Partners. My address is 632 Western Avenue, Cedarburg, Wisconsin.
Okay. Reason I asked to come forward is because you called me yesterday. I had the staff calling you back. They had contacted me. In fact, I met with Joel today, and Nick contacted me as well. my understanding is that it's still a very tentative deal, and it's right on the edge. So,
well, yeah, we are still trying to get things finalized. The Hobby Lobby deal is kind of this close to being finalized. We've made some really good progress. Today, Hobby Lobby has gotten very anxious waiting for us to sign your lease. We have been waiting to get through the process with this last piece of the puzzle, as we've discussed in the past, that we need all three pieces in place to move forward with them. They're kind of a package deal because the rental rates are much lower now than they were when Ashley had the entire building. So we have been working diligently to try and put this whole thing together. One of the things that has come up just in the last couple of days is that AST, which is the user that you're considering tonight, would like to take occupancy of this property as early as this coming weekend, which would be a very good thing for the ownership group because we have had no income there since July. And I've been discussing how to make that happen. One of my concerns is in reference to the staff recommendation that we do a berm and a fence to screen and or block what their concerns may be, noise coming from the trucks to the business. We can't do that work, anymore this year, so it's something that we are not going to be able to do until probably May or June anyway. And this user is just a single-year lease at this point. There's an option to renew, but we had to work kind of hard to get them to go from a month-to-month lease to an actual year lease. And I'm asking if it would be reasonable to allow us the conditional use permit and get this user in place without having the fence and a berm up at this point, so that we can move ahead with getting this tenant in place so that we can then sign the rest of the deals and get them all going, because the other two tenants won't move in until later in the spring because they have work that they need to do in there and that kind of thing. I know that there are concerns from the neighborhood regarding the potential of the trucks and things, but we are building in, their guidelines for the trucks and the amount of trucks and the hours and all that kind of thing will be built into the lease, and those things will be things that we will be monitoring and will be controlling. And, if we can not have that requirement of getting the special use permit, that would be helpful to us in trying to get these deals put together at this point. If there are complaints, we will, and most certainly, as required, deal with any complaints there are going to be. But I truly believe that this use is a very low-impact use, and I know that the residents are concerned, but I don't think that, the issues they're having now are the kinds of issues that, I don't think we're going to have the kind of issues that they're having now. There will be no refrigerator trucks. It's limited hours during the day, and it is very limited number of trucks. So I guess I'm asking your consideration, please.
I just wanted to have you come up because I thought the motion that Alderman Wilhelm is offering is an extremely reasonable, well-thought-out motion, and I didn't think it'd have any impact and should allow you flexibility to to operate?
Oh, that, I don't think her, I think that's fine. I don't think those hours are an issue at all. I'm asking if one of the staff recommendations that's part of
Yeah, it's item 10 where it says that they have to put in their fence details and stuff prior to the occupancy permit. So what they're asking for is occupancy prior to installation.
Yes.
So we would need city attorney to amend the language to item 10 before we could move forward.
That's what I'm requesting, yes.
City attorney?
After the fact, conditions are always difficult. Right off the top of my head, one choice is that the use terminates. That doesn't serve the overall purpose I understand here. Second fleeting thought was perhaps the condition for the installation of these facilities be deadlined to a date certain, and failure to complete and receive whatever inspection department, planning department approvals are required by that date. Off the top of my head, May 31, that under the Unified Development Ordinance, failure to comply with that condition shall constitute a violation, and the violation shall carry a maximum forfeiture under the UDO of $2,500 per day until facilities are installed.
May I request the end of June, the fence that has been requested, the specs that I have on an 8-foot fence requires a metal post to be put in the ground, and I just want to make sure that we have the time to, I mean, we have to put berm up and then set the posts and things. I don't know what the weather is going to be like, and that's going to be kind of contingent on the weather.
Well, I think once you're getting into June, you're starting to head toward drier weather. You want to get your berm seeded prior to that, or you're going to be watering grass.
I understand that. Well, I mean, I understand that, but I'm concerned that if you create a May 31st date for me and we have a late spring and the ground isn't thawed and we have an inordinate amount of rain or something like that, I don't want to risk not being able to be in compliance with your requirements.
Can we just add a completed by with a grace period dependent on weather?
City attorney, Collins?
Then I'll be calling the city engineer and ask him what he thinks about how the weather's been the last 2 weeks. I should probably rephrase that at this point in time.
How about we compromise on June 15th?
Take whatever I can get.
I'll compromise on June 15th.
Are you amending your motion to include
yes.
The, okay, and who is the second?
I did. I'll accept the amendment. Sure.
Okay, you'll accept the amendment. Under discussion, Alderman Skrowski.
Yeah, why are we pushing that close? Why don't you give them a little more time in order to get this thing done? It's not going to hurt anything.
Well, I think we had a public hearing, and we
you have the
people
floor.
Were under the
yeah,
state.
I know I do.
Alderman Skrowski.
I mean, it's not going to hurt anything if the broom goes up a little later. Give them time to, I would say, maybe end of September to have the berm and the fence up, which gives them plenty enough time to get it done. And if there's any complaints, they're going to be addressed by, they're either going to call the Alderman or they're going to call the city. Give them some time to get this thing. I think we should be here to help work the business, help give them some time in order to do it. That empty building doesn't help matters much. And that building sets back, what, another 800 feet or more than what Walmart is? I just can't figure out where the noise is going to be, especially with the limited amount of use that's going to be there. I'm not going to vote for June. I'd give them some extra time in order to get it in. That ain't going to hurt anything.
Alderman Mayor, then Alderman Taylor, and Alderman Wilhelm.
I was just going to suggest that we have some kind of a flexibility for when the May 31st deadline was offered. I thought, too, that was possibly not enough time, but could it not be a target? And then if she needs more time, she requests it from someone, from Joel or from the council or something. I don't think we need to be that hard and rigid on it. We do need to have a hard, fast deadline in September or sometime that it needs to be done, but I think we can work with her a little bit as well.
Let's let the Alderman talk first. Alderman Taylor,
Well, I don't think that's a bad suggestion, but, you know, I guess I'm sitting here on this project, and I don't go to all the Plan Commission meetings. I'm trying to recall when anybody from your outfit came before the Common Council before. I've only missed one meeting. That was in the early September. Was that when you guys were here?
I've been to two or three Planning Commission meetings.
I'm talking about Common Council.
This is my second Common
Council. So when was that? When was that meeting? Because, see, I've only talked to one person besides the alderman in this district on this project, and that's the chairman of the Ford Franklin Committee. I don't even know who you are. And, you know, I've never met anybody from the organization. I don't recall when was there ever a presentation on Hobby Lobby, on any of this stuff. So I kind of want to almost lean with the alderman in the district because she knows much more about this project than I do. So was it September 2nd or 3rd, when after Labor Day? Because I haven't missed a meeting, and I'm trying to figure out when someone from Gray Wolf or whatever was here.
Well, that...
We're the deciding body, not the Plan Commission, and that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Well, the Hobby Lobby and the Sky Zone pieces were separate because the Allstate information came in and missed the deadline for bringing all the pieces together. So, like I said, I've been here at all the required meetings. I have spoken with Alderman Wilhelm on several occasions as we were trying to work.
I'm just trying to figure out what I missed because I only missed one meeting in this calendar year, and that was that when it was? Was that when there's was there ever a constant review? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out. Like I said, this is the first time. Like I did the last meeting when there was people sitting back there. I didn't know who you were. When you came up here, I'm like, well, they must be for this project. So I'm sitting here trying to figure out, you know, I don't put a face to a name or anything. And you know, I talked to my colleague who's served that area now almost 6 years and knows her constituents very, very well. And you know, the last thing I addressed certain concerns that she brought up to me because she wasn't going to be here. And for the record, we talked about those things so that I was comfortable. Now with this change, I guess I kind of lean towards her, but can someone tell me when, I mean, if you're at Plan Commission, that's great. I'm not on the Plan Commission, so I'm trying to figure out when these proposals would have been made to this body.
Joel?
For this version of their request, it was never before the Common Council before, okay. Other than when they first came to change to PDD, that's the meeting she's referring to. The first step was to change the zoning to allow this to be part of the PDD for Walmart Sam's Club. They were previously before the Common Council maybe a year ago when they were proposing to use the entire building for warehouse and distribution. They were before
but not
the
this
council.
Project, right? The one we kind of rejected, basically.
Correct.
All right.
And the reason was the applicant was under time frame deadlines from the get-go and wanted as expeditious review process as possible and wanted to keep, you know, all the steps as quick as possible. So it was straight okay. from staff review. We cut it short, Plan Commission.
So I'm not losing my mind.
No.
So what I would support, actually, I'd actually support May 31st, but if there is a issue, then to come before us. Because the ground is thawing. You know, we even if we have snow on the ground in May, work can still be done. So I'm thinking I would support May 31st, but to come, you know, I work with staff and come and ask for an extension. If there's circumstances that says you're not going to be able to do this, but we know you're going to, or you've already contracted with somebody and they're like, hey, you know, this weather's been rough, and we then come here instead of extending it. I mean, May 31st, that's a couple months.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, we put in a 4,000-foot trail in 2 weeks, so this is a small berm. I feel like since I didn't get a chance to speak much on this, I'm just going to download just a little bit, so bear with me. The last time this did come before us, as Joel said, it was turned down, specifically because of the zoning, the B2 zoning, the 27th Street corridor, and this didn't fit. She had called me and talked to me and tried to figure out a way to make this work. We offered suggestions. She worked with the city attorney. The only way they could make it work was to rezone this. I wasn't really happy about the rezoning, so I've really compromised my values on this because we now took a B2 district, 27th Street corridor plans, and put it inside the PDD with Sam's and Walmart, which will probably never come out of that PDD. So now forever, we're going to be dealing with complications on the uses of that, which if I depend on the council, I wouldn't approve a trucking dock in the back of that without some way to market it in a different way in the first place. So now we're furthering an issue that was caused when the dock was put there. No fault of theirs, but this is what Ashley Furniture wanted, and now they're stuck with trying to market that. So in order to help them out, I worked with them to try to come up with this solution. And the only way planning staff saw it through city attorney was to rezone and put this into this PDD. Well, then it didn't come together in one piece. So the jump zone is what caused the rezoning, because out of the three uses, two of them needed a special use, and the jump zone needed a special use. So they didn't need to tack on this third trucking use to get to bring this before you when I wasn't here to get it rezoned into that PDD. Now, once you rezoned the PDD, you automatically made this a special use for trucking forever inside of this. So then, you know, I asked for the language about, you know, let's just limit it to just this use. So we've kind of come a long way. We've compromised. I see really great things for the Hobby Lobby. My constituents are really excited about that. But it's being sold as a package deal. It's pretty much being sold as all or nothing. So, okay, so how do we get around that? I've done about the best I can with making the constituents somewhat satisfied and meeting the development's needs. And I really think that, again, adding this this change about not having an occupancy permit before you get the, or not having the berm before the occupancy is another stretch, another large compromise. And I'm willing to go along with it, but I know my constituents, and they've been very good about this, and I don't think we should keep pushing them to compromise further. They've done their compromising. They have given a lot for this city. We're talking about at least 16 units that are straight back-to-back over floodplain with no landscaping to cover any noise, nothing. And they've been reasonable. They were at the Plan Commission. Mr. Haskins said they were all reasonable constituents, what they asked for.
Very.
And I don't want to have them sit through a whole public hearing and a Plan Commission meeting, and then here we are tonight dropping a ball. We're eliminating the landscaping that they were promised and carrying out. So I think we're being... I'm really stretching it, being really fair to them, and I think it's fair right where we're sitting. And I would like to just see it go through what the city attorney suggested. I'm willing to go with the May 31st. I'm willing to go with the 15th, but I'm not willing to say we don't need to put this in and we can stretch it out till September, because that's just totally unfair to the constituents who are really giving to this community. They're losing cost to those condos, and every time the cost of those condos go down, that's revenue that doesn't come into the city. So whether that building sits there or not, we collect revenue off of it. We don't collect revenue for condos that are losing their value. So I'm going to stand firm on no later than the 15th.
Okay, hold on, Mr. City Attorney.
Listening to other council members here, perhaps an add-on to the provision I suggested would be that add a subject to request by the applicant for further common council review in effect. So if it's raining 5 inches a day, and as a extreme hypothetical, for 4 weeks in a row, and there's a council meeting prior to the deadline, applicant can appear and the council can change that, and that's already in the resolution then, so you don't need another public hearing to change it, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. We do have a motion on the floor, and it's been seconded, and Alderman Dandrin?
Yes. I just had, I wanted to clarify something that Ms. Wilhelm said in regards to the longevity of this property being in the PDD. We were under the impression that this property is only, the allowance of trucking is only for the allowance of this company that's in there as long as the lease. And as soon as this company would end its lease, the trucking verbiage does not stay within this document, okay? It is removed. It's only subject to this company. It's not for the longevity of the ownership of this building. Okay.
That's my understanding that it is, it's related directly to the specific use we brought forward.
Why don't we let the planning manager speak to that? These are official.
It's a special use.
That's what we put on the record last week.
That is correct.
Okay.
The only thing I'd like to add to that, though, is it is the back end of this building is set up for trucking-type uses,
yes.
So it wouldn't be unreasonable to assume that the next tenant would be something similar. The conditions might be similar, so I'd like the common council to be as comfortable with these conditions as possible because it's likely that the next tenant would be similar.
That's correct, but that would come back to the common council.
Correct.
Yeah, I think we're beating this to death. I think I said at the beginning, I think Alderman Wilhelm's motion was extremely reasonable. I do think that she has done the best job of compromising and both, I'll call it, allowing the Hobby Lobby to come in, but also to balance the needs of her constituents, which are also my constituents. And I think you got a good motion on the floor. I wouldn't beat this to death. I've been out in the community. Everyone seems to be really, really excited about the Hobby Lobby. So why don't we just get this thing done?
One comment aimed toward the city attorney. I, from the discussion, it sounds like the intent is to make sure item 10 doesn't become a problem in the issuance of an occupancy permit. But items 11 through 17 also have occupancy permit limitations that will impact staff, like fixing the parking lot. So as a suggestion to the attorney, you could add to here something that just says, for those conditions requiring completion of actions prior to issuance of an occupancy permit, the staff is authorized to issue temporary occupancy permits, which shall expire May 31st unless otherwise extended by authority of the Common Council, and upon such expiration, the petitioner shall be subject to, and then you add your penalty language so that there's some teeth to it. But then we don't have to worry about the fact that they haven't had a chance to restripe their parking lot either, because they still can't issue an occupancy permit until the parking lot's restriped.
So,
Eugene?
Applicant didn't ask for that. It was berms and landscape.
So well, yeah. But if the intent of the Common Council is to enable occupancy this week, I'll have some difficulty.
I have had this just came up since Monday that they asked for. Well, a lot of these things have been a concern because we're late in the season, and some of these additional conditions have been added since we've started this process. We have not been able to get the tenants in earlier. We have to work with who we have, and unfortunately, you know, Hobby Lobby, my understanding, will be probably in April or May. You know, we have certain commitments to them as well. We have, there is some urgency and some commitment on our part to have these things taken care of for them as well. You know, we are going to do our very best to work with the weather and to get everything we can done, and, you know, that's what the right thing to do is. That's what we're committed to do. I didn't realize that AST Allstate was going to ask to be in this early. That was good news for us. Like I said, have any income is better than none, and that would be a really good thing. And I have been trying to work with city staff to find out, is it possible to make that happen? Because I just got the call on Monday. They told me they thought that we could try and work it out, but you know, these are all things that I've been trying to get through in a very short period of time. My apologies, because like I said, this has been a very moving target. And, you know, we were told on Monday that if we can't get all the pieces in place this week, we may lose the Hobby Lobby deal. And that is not what I want to see happen for this community or for the ownership group that owns this building. So, again, my apologies if I haven't got everything completely lined up here tonight. But, you know, we really would appreciate the opportunity to get the first piece in place as soon as possible. So.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. I will add one other thing. You did ask me to look into whether there were any financial incentives because the deal is so tenuous. I did contact the appropriate people in the city. I think you're actually asking up to $1 million in incentives, which we did not respond back to. Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, I'm going to be more than disappointed if the trucking goes in, which was original use a year ago, and we see no Hobby Lobby, I can tell you. So I would like to see that deal not fall through as well.
Well, that can't happen. So, I mean, we have to lock the Hobby Lobby piece down before we can go forward. So, and everything is sort of hinging on tonight. So, I mean, that piece doesn't work without the other
I'm going
two.
To amend my motion to include the original changes to the hours on number 7 that I discussed. That will stay the same. The signage for the idling will stay the same. The items for 10, 11, and 12 will be subject to city attorney's review and discretion for changes to allow the project to move forward.
Okay, and the second, Alderman D'Andrea, are you in agreeance?
I'll be in agreeance, but what about 13 and 14? Parking spaces striped and holes in discoloration.
All items in the resolution subject to occupancy permit are under the city attorney's review and discretion for wording.
You're okay with that, Alderman?
Sure.
All right. Alderman Taylor and then Alderman Skowronski.
That includes the date? Of the 15th, basically.
I'm going to stick with we're pushing it. I'm going to stay with May 31st. I have to come back.
Well, yeah, I think May 31st was what I think there's a problem. If there is this 4 weeks of nonstop rain and they can't do it, you're going to know this. You're going to be able to come to us. We're going to say, we don't blame you. I mean, right now, how can we expect you to do striping now? If you tried patching these potholes, they're not going to last. And so there's no reason to try to force you to do something that you're just going to have to redo in spring. That doesn't make any sense. So I think putting that date on it, I think you're going to do just fine. But this way, if there are circumstances that say, hey, we're not able to, you're going to come here and we're going to explain to us why you couldn't do it. And if it's something like the weather, that's going to be pretty obvious.
Yeah, I think what I heard before is that you're in agreement with the motion that's on the table. It's the best that can be hammered out at the time.
Right?
I mean, you'd wish you'd like better, but...
You know what? Like I said, if I come back before you, if I run into trouble with
right. The
expectation so that you're going to work with us, that's great. I just, my fear is that I get locked into something that, you know, I'm moving, like, something that I just can't
So we have
fix.
The applicant somewhat happy, the alderman being extremely reasonable, the mayor just being normal, and... Alderman Mayor, so maybe we could put this to a vote.
Yeah.
Next.
Go ahead, Dan.
Actually, Alderman Skraski has hand up first.
Okay.
I'll wave the floor to Alderman.
Okay, I just want to make clear, because we've kind of gone back and forth here on a little bit of flexibility in some things and some changes, but this is just pertaining to this, and no occupancy will not be granted if any health or safety conditions are not met. That's completely different and off the table from this.
Correct, Joel?
Yes. Anything that's that serious, it's different.
Thank you. Okay. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed?
Aye.
You're opposed?
Yeah, I'm opposed because of the date. Sure.
Okay. Five ayes, one no. Ayes have it. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks. Resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of an indoor baseball educational practice physical fitness facility use upon property located at 7150 South 76th Street.
Move to approve.
Second.
And moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. I've been sitting here too long.
I read that one. That was good.
Not everybody. You're not supposed to. Yeah,
you got to be on this side for that one. That was good. That was quality stuff.
Okay, I'm just trying to get, because I didn't do my packet very well, so. What's the next?
Number five.
Mr. City Attorney?
Engineering advised late this afternoon that the provided maintenance agreement is lacking in that it doesn't include some other stormwater maintenance agreement. So engineering, without action by the council, will bring it back when they have that prepared at the next or thereafter. Okay.
Do you want a motion to table to the next common council meeting?
Until returned by the engineering department.
Second. Until returned, okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. And that was G5, so not going to G6.
It also pertained to G6.
This is my fault because I didn't give my packet to Lisa, so normally. Resolution for acceptance of storm drainage, turnaround, sanitary water main, and stormwater management and access easements for Avion Estates.
Oh. Is that also going to be?
That's changed.
Alderman Dander, you have the floor.
Well, is this motion also have to be delayed?
I would think it would be. Ties into it.
Six.
Should. All right.
Yes?
Yes. Okay, so we'll make
Mr.
Okay. City Attorney.
I understood from engineering that the turnaround easement hasn't not been executed and delivered to the city. The balance of easements have been executed and delivered. Therefore, engineering handed out a redrafted resolution, which is before each common council member, and that would drop out Exhibit D from the exhibits in the packet. So it's ripe for approval under those circumstances.
Is engineering fine with that?
I am.
Okay.
All right, so well, take motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second. Right.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying
aye.
Aye.
Okay, G7 moving along. Resolution to release previously required and recorded public easements upon property now within the Avion Estates subdivision. Is this right before the council for a vote?
I prepared this one, Mayor.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, I'll make the motion.
Is there a motion
second.
To approve?
Move second.
Moved and seconded. Perfect, as always. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G8, resolution authorizing officials to execute a survey services proposal for the proposed new sewer and water utility operations building.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Contract with Ms. Govern for data conversion.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. How about item G10, 2014 property and casualty insurance coverage?
So moved.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none,
yes.
All in favor.
I have a discussion.
Alderman Dandria.
I've got a general question in regards to the review of all our insurances. I know in a future motion that's going to be coming up regarding our health insurance, Mr. Liberta, are we also going to be reviewing on a 3-year period our property and casualty insurance coverage?
Mr. Liberta?
I sort of addressed that the very last sentence of the council action sheet before the motion. I actually want to bring in a independent consultant first and make sure I can evaluate some of the different core policies that are generally available. So in that sense, we're going to get that same review. I didn't build in a specific expectation of every 3 years,
yeah.
But I am expecting, based upon your statement, that for this coming year we will be doing that.
I would have a question regarding hiring a consultant when most of these insurance brokers will bid out a project and give you an evaluation for free. So I'm not one to always want to hire a consultant if we don't need to. So that's where I would have a question. I mean, I would ask that this then be presented back to the Common Council, because I don't want to hire a consultant if we don't need to.
And that is specifically what it says. It says, I will bring back a request to hire an independent insurance
okay.
consultant.
And okay.
At that time, I would explain why we would be doing it. In this market, the brokers work for the insurance company, whereas if you hire somebody who's not in the process, they're required to work for you. So, but that'll be discussed at that time.
Okay.
All right, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Workers' comp, it dropped. That's the biggest savings. Based on it, because it's a three-year rolling average, it's next year, if the kind of things stay the same, it will drop again. Do we drop the worst blip in the 3 years, or is there something else?
We dropped what was a very bad year. But the year that's lowest on there was a very good year. So I expect that it won't be unlikely that we'll have a slight increase in that area next year.
Thank you.
All right. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G11, resolution adopting a policy. The City of Franklin's employee health benefit plan shall maintain a level of benefits to ensure that the city is not subject to the Affordable Care Act's Cadillac tax.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. This went to the Personnel Committee?
Yes, it did.
And what was the vote on that?
I think it was unanimous.
Alderman Wilhelm?
The question came up yesterday when I was speaking with Mark Roberta about the fitting into that. I had this tagged in my packet, but I left it at home. The section where we comply with so much percentage of that, but if we don't know if the people that are paying 100% premium fall under that or not, we really can't make that statement 100% true. So what is the, it's on page 99, the third, whereas the city's current benefit level is less than 3/4 of the established benefit level, but so that's for the people that are, the city's kicking in the share, but the 100% premium people, is that statement still true?
No, that 3/4 number is the full premium amount. So we're, that's not assuming you're calculating in the employee.
So the statement premium remains true as is, even with the 100% premium people not being considered?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Okay. I don't know if anyone really caught what I was talking about with that, because it probably most of them are not 100% premium.
Mayor?
The way this is worded a little bit could lead somebody to believe that we're currently offering the Cadillac plan and we need to step back a little bit. I fully understand we need to control our expenses, but right now we're not offering the Cadillac plan. We're probably offering a solid Chevrolet, and even with regular increases, we're still not going to make that $27,500. So I fully understand we need to control our expenses, but I don't want to mislead anybody by letting them believe we're currently offering the Cadillac plan, which I don't know why they call it a Cadillac anymore, because it should be a Lexus or something.
Mr. Levert?
Two things. I don't believe this actual issue was voted on by Personnel Committee. I informed them that I would be bringing this forward of this topic. So they had discussions on it, but this wasn't actual, I don't recall, part of something that Personnel Committee had to vote on. It was just reported that I would be bringing that forward. And it's a technicality, but they don't really have a standard today for what is and isn't the Cadillac plan. Right now they only say, in 2018, this is what it will be. So this just helps ensure that nobody mistakenly thinks that we're going to be at that target when it is. There is no definition for what is one today. So that's true. We aren't one, but nobody is, because they don't have any such definition. The definition gets its meaning in 2018. And as they, between now and then, develop some administrative rules under it, because they don't have any that lets you really calculate what applies, what doesn't, what are the waivers. You know, for example, if you have a plan that is very heavily senior-oriented, they're going to give you exclusion. So it's going to become very complex. But we're not going to be part of it, whatever they decide.
I think all the terms go back in about 83, I think it was referred to for public employees, Rolls-Royce plan. And then probably in late 80s, it went to Cadillac plan. And
and then it probably went to Chevy two-door after that. Now it's a Volkswagen Beetle. So it's very competitive, I think, with what's on the outside. But, all right, we have a motion on the floor, I believe. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Recommendation of Personnel Committee, we have three aldermen on there, to adopt a practice of bidding out health insurance broker services every 3 years.
So moved. Second.
And moved and seconded. I understand this was there was a lot of debate over this issue.
Quite extensive.
Yes, there was.
Okay. Good work, Personnel Committee. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Let's see. Committee of the Whole concept review. I think we got the say on it. The person understood what the meaning of that was. No motion is necessary for that. Update on property condition complaints. I think there was a question about is the complaints in the packet, at least I got one, also include the property on 36 and Loomis, or Loomis and Highway 100?
Should have been in those listed complaints. I will note that in going through them in detail, it does appear that the movement of the election lines did not take a transfer from the ESRI system into the governed tables. It wasn't automatically. So in the packets that were put in your mailboxes, you may find some. If the boundary line shifted, that some of them are wrong, we will get that corrected this month.
Okay.
So that the system is spitting out consistent with your aldermanic system.
But what I read, there was a time period where the building inspector went out and looked at that particular building. At that time, it was somewhat structurally sound. It got less sound, and now it's to the point of perhaps condemnation.
We've periodically monitored those buildings ever since I've been overseeing building inspection, and it was only this last point at which it was determined that they had deteriorated to the extent that we could take it to this next step.
Okay. Alderman Taylor?
No, I'm on the next one.
Just because there was, I think, Alderman Skronsky, did you?
Yeah, I had a question about those buildings because, let's face it, they haven't been habitable. The doors have been off there. There's easy access for all the animals and everything else, any vagrants or people to get into those three buildings should be raised, give the opportunity to the owner in order to get those things taken care of or raise those buildings. They're an eyesore. They were an eyesore when we tried to get Myers in there and everything else. Those properties should be cleaned up and really, because there's been no enthusiasm in order to operate or utilize the three houses, or the one small commercial building and the two houses. The big building, the old tavern, it's garbage dump. So, you know, I think it's time to clean those properties up. They're just terrible for the reflection of this community.
Yeah. Just for the record on this whole issue, I think Alderman Olson brought this up many, many years ago, and the building inspector went out several times. I mean, if we could get the record on this, this isn't the first time that building inspection is going out. They've been out there countless times looking at that building. Alderman Wilhelm?
I was just wondering if we have any date that particular building is going to come down.
Want to put a date on that, Ms. Slugger?
I don't. It's with the city.
You're stay away from that one. I would. Because it could be a long time.
I think we'll just give them a bulldozer.
I understand the raise orders have been served. I believe they have 30-day time limits on them. If they're not complied with, then it goes to litigation in circuit court. Mm-hmm.
To the property owner in this particular case, I think that's Mr. Paul Baraxis,
yeah.
Would have available to him to go to court to argue an opposite. Right. Alderman Skronsky?
No, that's what I agree. As long as all the property owners have been notified properly and legally and get the response, and if no response, move forward on it.
Okay, I just want to make it perfectly clear that the building inspection has been going out there for a long time looking at that building and the property. So, all right, we're okay with that?
Yeah.
Next is C, reclassification position of director of administration. I think it was decided last night to table to a time period after the April elections when the new mayor, et cetera, can bring this.
Right, yeah, I'll make the motion to table till July, and at that time we'll bring it up and see where we go from there.
I'll second.
Okay. Under discussion, just so everyone knows, I did start to delegate some more, I don't know if it's more responsibility, but responsibility to planning and to Nick Fuchs, who's been handling economic development, as well as I talked to the city attorney, and he talked to Brian about things that will take place. I just feel that I had two meetings today with potential developments, and I just think it's inappropriate for me to start having discussions of projects that could take 5, 6, 7 months. So I'm trying to put staff in place so you have a smooth transition, not that a meeting with a developer 2 days before I leave office. So, and then I also wanted to just say that I have assigned Mr. Liberta higher level duties, and I'm going to probably going to be very happy to hear this. Allow him to go back and do all those tasks that he has not been able to do in human resources and other things. Alderman Dander.
Mr. Mayor, you've also informed the aldermen of the district that these opportunities may be in, correct? So the aldermen of the district is also included?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, I had a situation today where I, right at 4 o'clock, that I said that the person that came in should talk to Alderman Schmidt, and I can talk to him a little bit afterwards about that.
Okay.
And, I think we talked about it the other night that Fountains of Franklin.
Yes.
Doug and I had actually met way back in June on these things. So, yeah, the answer is yes. Alderman Skronsky?
No, I disagree. I think we should act on it. These undecisions on these kind of things that affect the management of this community should not be put off.
Okay.
I think I think we should act on it and get a resolution to it so the citizens know what's going on rather than wait another 5 months. So.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
5 ayes, 1 no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Next item is item D, wireless emergency network service contract between the City of Franklin and Inspiron Logistics. I did talk to the city attorney about this. I think that public is entitled to full disclosure about what had occurred, and so there's total transparency. There was a storm that took place about 16 days ago.
November 17th.
Was it
November 17th.
November 17th. And our sirens went off because in other communities there had been tornado watches and things like that, high winds, etc. My phone and my wife's phone, and I think others, because we have iPhones, we received notification that an emergency situation was there, tornado warnings or whatever. I'm sure many others that got this thought, well, great, we've got the tornado warning sirens that would have gone off, which we paid a few bucks for, mm-hmm. and which was the source of about 3 years worth of controversy. Mm-hmm. Sirens worked perfectly. And I thought that the notification system had worked as well, too. Later on, Mr. Liberta informed me that, in fact, our notification system had not gone off. And I think from there was some explanations from the vendor as to why that did not occur. And as I said last night, I love the feeling to move to terminate this contract. But I think we may need to go into closed session a little bit further after some further discussion I had with the city attorney this morning. There may be some more information that the council needs to hear about this issue. So, Mr. Liberta?
I'll make a motion to go in closed session.
Okay.
I'll second.
I have to read it. Common Council may enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statutes 19.85 sub 1 sub e for consideration of deliberating or negotiating a service contract and conducting public business which requires a closed session for competitive or bargaining reasons in order to consider amendment of the terms of the service contract up to and including consideration of termination of the contract or in accordance with Wisconsin Statutes Chapter 19.85 sub 1 sub g to confer with legal counsel for the governmental body concerning strategy to be adopted by the body with respect to litigation in which the city is likely to become involved in relation to consideration of said contract termination, and may re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed therein as it deems appropriate. Is a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those... I'm sorry, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skransky.
No.
Five ayes, one no. Ayes have it. We are going into closed session. Only those parties that have business regarding this item are permitted to remain. Please take all personal items with you so that the council can go into closed session. All right, we are back in open session. Okay, we are back in open session. I have a proposed motion, and that is a motion to direct the director of administration for the city of Franklin to contact Inspiron Logistics chief executive and or his her designee to request that he appear in person before the Common Council to explain and provide assurances that the emergency alert system is working properly and to guarantee in writing that there will never be a future failure of severe weather alert. There will never be a failure of the severe weather alert system for the city of Franklin.
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to licenses.
Okay, we have Cope, approve. Schuster, approve. Shershin, approve. And those are all for operators. And the next ones are all public grant. Oh, which remember one time the spelling was wrong. That was funny. Last year, that was really funny. Okay, Fleet Reserve Association Branch 14 scholarships approved. Franklin Civic Celebration, City Civic Celebrations approved pending signatures and projected revenue and expenses. Franklin Lions Club meetings and fundraisers approved. Franklin Parks Concert, free concerts approved. Franklin Police Department National Night Kickoff approved. Safety City Health Department approved. St. Martin's of Tours fundraisers approved. VFW Post 10394 Franklin Hills Corners fundraisers approved. Knights of Columbus Arts and Craft Show approved pending insurance. Victory of Lamb Church Fall Family Festival approved pending insurance.
Is there a second?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to vouchers and payroll approval. Is there a revised?
Yeah.
Okay. Motion approving net general checking account city vouchers in the ranges numbers 150165 through numbers 150291 in the amount of $403,148.06 dated November 25th and November 27th, 2013.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skransky.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Is there a motion approving that general checking account city payroll in the amount of $238,915.11 dated November 29th, 2013?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skransky.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Is there a motion approving net general checking account health claims the amount of $165,244.84 dated November 28th, 2013.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skransky.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman
aye.
Taylor. Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. I second the motion. Carries a motion approving the net payroll dated November 29, 2013, the amount of $369,733.98.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman
Scruggs. Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Is there a motion approving the net payroll dated December 13, 2013, estimated at $318,000, and payments of the various payroll deductions estimated at $211,000, plus any city matching payments where required?
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
I'm sorry. I'm seconded.
I'll second it if Kenny.
Yours and ayes? Man.
Alderman Skoronsky.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman
Taylor.
Did you hear that or no?
Pink.
Oh, aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman
Dandrea. Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. A motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Then moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries.